This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
I mean, I love working with Cliff. You know, me and him have a special relationship. You know, we kind of built that over these past 2 years. And, you know, I kind of just wish I was out there more to play for him. This past year, so I mean that's kind of the focus for me in this offseason, is just rebuilding myself from the ground up, and you know, hopefully go out there, and that's the most important thing, to be available for my team.
That was Jaden Daniels talking about Cliff Kingsbury. So the report from Diana Rossini in The Athletic was that Adam Peters, general manager, Cliff Kingsbury, OC, have been at odds at different points over the course of the season. And then it's not a lock that Kingsbury will be back as the coordinator, even if he doesn't get a head coaching job. It's expected he'll get an interview or two. But the idea is that they could fire him, that they could move on and go get another coordinator. So a lot to chew on here, Danny. But I guess first and foremost, I believe, and what I've heard is, big personalities, both of those guys. Peters runs the show. Kingsbury is a guy that's going to do his own thing and kind of march to the beat of his own drum a little bit. So you're going to get probably more pushback or more squaring off and debating from Kingsbury than you are.
You're more standing up for yourself a little
Dan
bit.
Dan Quinn or one of these guys who's like Team Adam, right? So I believe that. I believe that they probably butt heads. There's a big difference between that and it being a perilous thing or it being untenable or Peter's not wanting to work with Kingsbury. And what I said earlier and what I really want to know is it about usage? Is it about being under center versus shotgun? Is it about no huddle versus huddle? Leaving the defense out to dry? Is it about, you know, how they're running or not running Jaden Daniels with design keepers? Or is it more about playing his guys that he drafts? I look worse when you're not playing Ben Sinnott and throwing him the ball. I look worse when you're not playing Luke McCaffrey. Is it more, because that would be a more normal reason for like a GM and coordinators to be at odds. But as Jay Gruden said when he joined us earlier in the show, it's weird for those guys to interact.
To be talking at all about stuff.
Basically, the GM and the coach deal with each other, and then the coach deals with the coordinators.
Yes, that's why the head coach gets paid more. He's got to be—he's insulated, he's fighting everybody on all sides. The owner's mad, the GM's mad, the OC, the DC, the special teams guys, players are mad. Everybody, all the you know what roles to you. There's a reason why these guys don't want to be coordinators a lot of the time anymore. Like to be the CEO of the football team, as Dan Quinn wants to do, that's part of the gig.
But if Peters is having like knockdown dragouts with Kingsbury and with Joe Witt, you're throwing your weight around. You're more involved than a lot of GMs probably are.
Indeed. And so for me, what do I know, right? All I'm doing is reacting to reports and trying to put two and two together. I wouldn't instinctively think it's about play style because you hired Cliff Kingsbury. You can't be surprised when Cliff Kingsbury shows up. In other words, wait a minute, you got a guy that wants to spread things horizontally and line up in shotgun and have quarterback runs and quick passes and horizontal things, the horizontal raid? You mean the guy that's been doing that since he was a college player at Texas Tech, then a coach at Texas Tech, then a coordinator, then a head coach at Arizona, then back at USC? You mean the guy that's always done that and he's now doing that for me? I can't handle it. To me, it instinctively would lean towards usage, where you're going, I got you, Bill. He's so much better with the ball in his hands than anybody else. Why does it take Chris Rodriguez with a stomach flu 10 minutes before kickoff for him to get double-digit carries? I got you this toy. Why is he the backup blocking back behind John Bates? I got you this and that. So who knows where the fault lies, but that's instinctively what would make more sense to me.
Last year, so 2024, year one of this operation, was an A++ for Cliff Kingsbury. They had this elite, incredible, kind of otherworldly year where you thought he was going to get a head coaching job, would have had the Saints job if he wanted it, and where Jaden Daniels was just on another level, right? They were the number four rushing offense in the league. They were a top 10 offense. This year, with Cliff Kingsbury calling plays for backup quarterbacks and Jaden Daniels being out for the most part, they were still a top five rushing offense, and they were 12th in yards per play. And they still did some things at a really, really high level this season. You know, they were fourth in red zone offense this year. You realize that?
I didn't know.
They were eighth in goal-to-go offense this season, and that's with a lot of Mariota and some Josh Johnson mixed in. So I actually view this year statistically as kind of a win for Cliff, at times getting a lot out of a little. There are games where you go in where Robbie Chosen is your primary wideout. Like, that's insane. What am I supposed to do with that? That said, as we have voiced over the course of the year, and as I have made it very well known, there are definitely things, if I was Peters or Quinn, that I would want to...
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup... Not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
To do differently. And how's he going to respond? When you say, we should not be going no huddle 70% of the time, does he say, all right, we won't? Or does he say, get out of my office? You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
If you say, hey, we shouldn't be in the shotgun 85% of the time and under center the lowest amount in the league, 11%, what does he say? Hey, we need to do a better job with protection plans against the Vikings. That game was unacceptable. Hey, we have to have a better plan against the Cowboys and Matt Eberflus in Dallas because we didn't have any answers for Jaden in pass pro. Is it like a couple games where they took issue with how they prepared, how they schemed? Or is it a relationship thing where there's a butting of heads? That's what we don't know. But I'm really interested in the reactions of a few people specifically over the last few days since this became public. The first of them is lovely Ms. Jackson on social media, on Twitter. That's Jaden Daniels' mother. The bio says, mother to JD5, NFLPA certified agent, co-founder of AIC.sports. She tweeted after the game a picture of Josh Johnson and the Commander saying they'd won or whatever. And she said, headed in the right direction, let's go. Officially loading JD5/KK Season 3, meaning Daniels and Kingsbury. To me, that was a really fascinating time to post about Cliff Kingsbury. Yeah. It's a day after the report that he might be out.
Hard not to notice that,
and
right?
Now the mom, and kind of an agent of sorts in some capacity, of this player, is tweeting, not only is Daniels going to be back next year, but Kingsbury's back with him for season three. That is a flag in the ground to me from, like, the Daniels camp of saying, and whether he, I don't think he, like, said, Mom, can you tweet this? I think she just tweeted it. But my point is, you're talking to him. You know how he feels. The mom of the player who happens to have an agent's license and helps negotiate some of his stuff is saying, Daniels Kingsbury year three. It's like putting a bumper sticker for a political person on your back window.
Yeah. In general, I'm sitting there, my skin is crawling, and I'm rolling my eyes that we're doing, like, what did the player's mom tweet about? But this isn't your average bear. This is not
Sam Cosmi's mom.
That's literally the example I was going to use, by the way. That's very strange. I said, it's not Sam Cosmi's mom weighing in on the OC. It's Jaden Daniels' mom, and she has an outsized level of...
an NFL agent.
And there it is. I mean, it's more than just your regular parent going, I really enjoyed this season. Good luck to my Commanders. It's not that.
She's a legit, like, celebrity who does appearances in Arlington and is, you know, we saw her. We sat right behind her in Minnesota. She seems very nice to fans. But, like, has security, you know, and is basically just around taking pictures. Like,
yeah, this is more of an insider, again, than your average NFL parent, right?
But so, is there any chance it was just, like, a mom's opinion saying, I really like Cliff Kingsbury?
It might be, but it doesn't feel that way.
Dude, a day after the story comes out, they might get rid of him. He's at this stare down with the GM. It feels like a taking of a side of, like, Daniels Kingsbury, year three loading.
So you have that statement, then very positive words of affirmation from Daniels himself and Marcus Mariota shortly thereafter, right, about Kingsbury and his aptitude.
You see what Mariota said. He basically was advocating for Cliffy, as Peters calls him,
Cliffy,
to get a head coaching job, which I think Mariota probably would then follow him, and who knows, while you're drafting.
You know who your bridge quarterback would be?
Maybe you get a chance to start at that point. But yeah, Mariota, huge endorsement. Daniels, we played coming in. Play Jaden again, if you would, Darius, on Cliff Kingsbury. But he could have said whatever he wanted to. You know, he could have been very short and terse with his answer. He endorsed him and talked about how much he likes Cliff.
I mean, I love working with Cliff. You know, me and him have a special relationship. You know, we kind of built that over these past 2 years. And, you know, I kind of just wish I was out there more to play for him this past year. So, I mean, that's kind of the focus for me in this offseason, is just rebuilding myself from the ground up and, you know, hopefully go out there. And that's the most important thing, to be available for my team.
Jaden Daniels meeting with the media earlier today. I want to take calls on this at 800-636-1067. What is your reaction to this report from the Athletic's Diana Rossini that Kingsbury and Peters have butted heads this season, and also this idea that Cliff may not be back, even if he doesn't get a head coaching job, because Washington may move on, basically pay him to fire him and have a different coordinator? Do you buy that at all after a second straight season in the top 12 offensively, despite missing more man games on that side of the ball among starters than anybody else? And oh, by the way, your quarterback Daniels' mom says, Kingsbury year three loading. Daniels comes out and endorses him. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.